Good evening. It's 7 p.m. on Monday night. That means it's game time for the Marriage Playbook with your host, Eric.
And Fran. It's a show that tackles the issues that rival the modern-day marriage.
Together, we're going to take the field with a game plan that will give teen marriage the win. So let's
get ready
for the kickoff on the Marriage Playbook.
Hello, what's up, everyone? Good evening. Yes, it is another Monday evening here on the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. Yes, it is the Marriage Playbook, Season 13, Game 6, Family Man, Part 2. If you were listening in on last week, we did Part 1. It was just so much information. We had to come back and do a second segment of this topic. Listen, we are so excited that you're joining us tonight. Listen, tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/TJC Media. You can go on any mobile device or even your own personal computer. Also, dial 646-668-8485. 646-668-8485. Remember to press 1 to join us live on the show. Listen, we want to hear from you. Maybe your own personal testimony or maybe something that you have learned on last week and you shared or you saw some things this week. We want to hear from you. Again, the number is 646-668-8485. And y'all already know who's sitting beside me. Coach Eric, how you feeling on today, sir?
Good.
All right, listen, because he's feeling good, everything is all good. We'll be right back after this commercial break, I promise you.
It shouldn't be as hard to find a graphic designer with great customer skills. Over 20 years of experience at an affordable price. Accent On Design by Luz offers you personable service with great attention to detail. Find me on Facebook at Accent On Design by Luz. Email aodbyluz@gmail.com or call 267-753-5936. If you can imagine it, I can help you create it.
Okay, all right. So listen, welcome back. This is the Marriage Playbook. Look, Coach Eric, we're going to get this show started because I know you're excited to get into the topic.
All right, man. You know, this is the Marriage Playbook, Season 13, Game 6, Family Man, Part 2.
Yes.
Now, we put some information out there last week, but we got some more to come, Part 2 of the Family Man. We thank God for all of those that are our family of listeners that we listen to. We pray that the Marriage Playbook has been a blessing to you or even give you some functional direction on what to do concerning your relationship. So we thank God for this opportunity and for being here on this evening. Okay, let's get started. All right, we're on Part 2 of the Family Man. All right, we're going to start with the first segment, and it's called Setting the Tone. Setting the Tone. This is something I was thinking about. If you had your father in the house, you know, when your father comes home, things change when daddy comes home.
That's right.
Okay, so one of the things that the father does is he sets the tone, all right? He brings order to the home, or he should, okay? Whatever was going on before daddy gets home, when daddy gets home, everything gets in line. Even the wife says, your daddy's coming home in a minute. Y'all put y'all things away. Y'all get cleaned up and get ready because he sets the tone. What we're dealing here is standards of morality, standards of morality. All right. Now, I know some of you might have grown up in homes and your father might not have been that type of man. But according to God's word, the family man has certain standards. Young men won't, you know, stray far from the example of a good father. Okay. A lot of men I know that grew up in a home with good fathers end up being good sons and then great fathers as well. I've seen this for myself. Organically, they know that their essential nature is strong. Okay? Another word for that, masculine. Young men with fathers seem to be respectful in comparison to their counterparts, the young man who grew without a father. They seem to be, for some reason, respectful because the father sets that tone.
And I love what you said, Coach Eric, because, again, you said in the beginning, some people didn't have that. Myself as well, what you just said, Coach Eric, is I've seen the same thing. I see the difference in the lives of the sons and the daughters who have grew up with a mother and a father in the home.
Right.
Now, we're not talking about the home was perfect and they didn't have issues in the marriage and things didn't happen, but just having a mother and a father who at least came together when it came to raising their family.
Right.
That right there is just was so important, and you do see the difference in the behavior of the children, even when they become adults, like you said. Now, again, we know everyone didn't have this, but you got to know that there's a mechanism inside of us all to know right from wrong.
Right.
So we don't want to use not having a father in the house an excuse for you not to want to do right, or for some of you have been great mothers and the children didn't, you know, all children have strayed and did different things.
Right.
But what I'm saying is I see the difference between a young man who had a father in the house and 30 opposed to a young man who only had his mother
right.
or his aunt or his grandmother and he's 30.
Right.
There's a total different mindset. You brought up something that really stuck out to me too. A lot of young men have feminine tendencies
mm-hmm.
from being around just women.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they're homosexual, that they're going to get into anything like that. But because they never had a father figure around them, they don't know how to be any other way, you know? And so these are the things that we do need our men. We do. I mean, when I sit and I talk with women, one of the biggest arguments, because I'm looking at it from not only who I used to be as a single mom, but when God has delivered me and made me free and showed me the total picture of what he designed the family to be like and what the marriage is supposed to be. When he showed me that dynamic, it showed me where I went wrong. This is why the word of God instructs us upon not to fornicate,
mm-hmm.
not to hook up with somebody, you know, that we shouldn't be with. You know, now I didn't know these things, so he didn't hold me accountable, but now I understand where I went wrong in my life. And sometimes we as women, we don't take responsibility that we hooked up with that guy. We done got pregnant, had 4 or 5 children. Sometimes we don't, 3 or 4 or 5 marriages. Like, we don't take responsibility and say, you know what, that was something in me. My disobedience when my mother told me not to sin. My lack of maturity or my mindset of I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And as long as I marry him, everything's going to be all right. I made some bad decisions. I made some choices, you know. And like Coach Eric just said, everyone has. But the first part of healing to accept or want to even let another man come in your life is we got to take responsibility for the part we play, because we only attract who we are. We really do, you know? And so we come down on men so hard, you know? So now not only we got an issue with men, we teaching our sons to not to have reverence and respect for men, and then we teach our daughters not to have respect for men. So then the vicious cycle ends up going around over and over again.
Mm-hmm. There's another side of that coin, okay, because some men, young men in particular, need to be come down on, okay, because there's a portion of young men out here today who sit around all day in front of a TV and play video games.
And they're allowed.
And they wait for their girlfriends to come home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man who's supposed to be the man of the house behaves more like one of the children.
Right.
Okay, so you have men that's okay with not getting up in the morning and putting their pants on and brushing their teeth and going out earning a living to take care of their family. Comb your hair and wear a belt and go to work. So you can bring home something to assist or provide for the family. Okay, you have young men out here who that whole idea of being that type of man benumbs them. Okay, so there's also a very, and my coach friend, she hit it. There's a dramatic effect on young ladies that an in-house father makes the difference about. There's a dramatic effect there, okay? It appears that these young ladies seem to be less promiscuous than others, okay? And it's just a fact, you know? And a lot of it has to do with a young lady's desire to please their father, okay? You're held accountable to a higher standard out of your desire to please your father. This is why God set the family dynamic up, because when we get into our relationship with God the Father, we have this thing where we want to please our Father, and the only way to please our Heavenly Father is to develop that character like His Son.
Right.
Okay, so now when you have a desire to meet the approval of your Heavenly Father, that puts your character in line with the will of God. Okay, and the family dynamic is set upon by this standard. Okay, now some children, they can't get out of the house wearing whatever they want to have when there's an in-the-house father. When I see some of these young ladies leave the house and they come out in the streets with what they have on, I say to myself, there cannot be a father in the house. When I see a young man come out the house and his pants is like three times too small and hanging off of him, now that's all he has, the way I understand that, but that's your style. If you have a father, you're not getting out the house looking like that. All right? Because the authoritative nature of the father is going to set the tone and say, boy, you better put some clothes on that fit. You better wear a belt. You need to comb your hair.
Right.
Did you wash up? Did you brush teeth before you left the house?
Right.
Okay? And there's no way on earth that a daughter who loves her father is going to walk out the house dressed like a whore. There's no way on earth that's going to happen, not unless she got a change of clothes in her knapsack.
That's right. And
she changes up. And people do that. They go home, they take clothes with them, and they change up when they get out the house. But at least they got the respect to know that you cannot come in the house or leave the house looking like that when you have a father in the home. Now, I don't want to take away from mothers that have to raise their children on their own because you've done a phenomenal job. I know it was difficult. I know it was hard, but you did a phenomenal job. And some mothers have done a great job raising even young men, respectable young men. We're not taking away from that. You know, but you yourself have to admit that it would have been easier with a good family man in the house with you. It would have been a lot easier, and you wouldn't have to take on that added responsibility. Okay, so what we're dealing with is the significance of having the family man around. And the importance of the family man, particularly in minority community. We need the family man.
That's right. And the thing I thought about when you were saying that, Coach Eric, I thought about not only that, for those who are family men, we need men that's going to be men to other, or father figures to other young men. You know, I think we have given up on the young people, and it's like, you know, and I understand they're rough and they're hard, but that's what they have, things they have been through in life. It may be their living situation, their living condition. I had to talk to our grandson the other day because he was letting me know that he was having problems in school. He just started a new school, and I say to them, how you doing in school? And they open up, want to keep that door open where children can express if someone's bullying them or messing with them and things like that. And so he expressed to me, and when they always come to me and talk to me about this, I tell them not only have to stand up for themselves and not to have fear, but I explain to them also what's going on today. What's going on in today's society that now the children are, this bullying thing is so high. And what's going on is you got to know that the family dynamic is the first thing. The second thing is single moms are probably doing the best they can and just can't do it all. You know, as a single mom, I know I couldn't do it all, even though I wanted to. You can't do it all. And then, you know, you don't know if they're eating. You don't know if their clothing situation, whether they're bathing. You don't know what these children are going through. And so what they do is they come to school and take their frustration out on other children,
right,
especially if you look like you be in, that's right, you be in love, you know, or you, they know you got a mom and a dad in the house, which the grandson I was talking to has both parents in the home and taking you to school and coming to your football games and bringing cupcakes and things like that, you know? And so another child may be coming at you or bullying you or messing with you because they really wish that they had the same thing that you had. So I try to teach them to be a little more compassionate in their thinking when that's going on, and maybe that person might just want to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we can't just act like, oh, well, this is happening, I got my family. Oh, if you can mentor someone and you can change that person's life and they live right now, you see what they're going through, come on, please, assist. Say something. Give an encouragement word, encouraging word. If you don't even want to get involved with the whole thing, listen, send something anonymous to assist and help the family, you know? But it's things that we can do as a community, and that's another thing that's missing. We do not watch out for each other like we used to.
Amen. The family man sets the tone. He's the guy who gets the football team together, who gets the league together, who gets all the young men in the neighborhood together, who take them on trips, who show them what manhood looks like by being an example in his own particular family. Now, when a son loves their father, they desire to please them, meet the approval of their father. Because of this desire to meet your father's approval, that young man will try harder in school. He will try harder on the field of athleticism. He will try to make his father proud of him. And if his father was a great athlete or a great student, he would try to be a chip off the old block just to please his father. Now, when a daughter loves her father and desires to please him, she is going to behave in a modest way. Okay? She's going to be one that holds her virtue because she knows that it will break her father's heart. If she got pregnant or got caught having sex with a young boy, it would break her father's heart. And she doesn't want to break her father's heart because he loves her father and wants to meet the approval of her father. And I'm going to talk about that a little later because this helps you in your ability to identify love. This daughter, when she courts, she will find a suitor that's set up for marriage. Someone in the fashion of honor because she wants to have respect for her father. She's not going to bring a guy home that's disrespectful because, you know, her father is setting the tone. Sons, what they see is the right example of manhood in the way a father marshals the direction of his family. He sees his father go out to work. He sees his father make decisions. He sees his father keep order. He sees his father be a man and be a man in the neighborhood and be a man even with him and teach him things about being a man and share wisdom of manhood with him.
Yeah.
The family man sets the tone. Now, in our next segment, we're going to get into, and this is for you sisters out here, because we want to help you, identifying the potential in a single man.
Yeah.
Identifying the potential in the single man. What to look for, because what you really want is the family man. You know, you don't want the bad boy. The bad boy might seem sexy or stimulating to you, but that sex and that stimulation is going to hurt you eventually. It's going to run out. And not only that, because the person is not honorable, they're going to run out on you.
That's right.
All right, so sisters, when we get back, we're going to talk about identifying the potential in a single man.
The Harrison Wedding Consultants have been servicing the Delaware Valley for over 20 years with the finest chefs, great venues, and pastries.
The Harrison Wedding Consultants are prepared to service your every event. Contact us at 267-884-9472 or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. The Harrison Wedding Consultants, quality you can trust.
This is Dr. Joanne Dixon, pastor of the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church at 2234 North Front Street here in Philadelphia. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and at 11 a.m. for morning worship. Prayer and Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can follow us on Facebook or dial 267-314-5220. We are a loving church and a learning church, which make us a growing church. God bless you.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
Look, this topic, this next segment is going to be something else. But before we get into that, I wanted to talk just on this word. Coach Eric, when you were talking about the family man, it's the influence.
Mm.
The word influence is what came up. It's who's influencing the children. And men have a great influence. Like Coach Eric said, listen, nobody's taken away from the moms, you know, because moms actually get more credit than the dads do. You know, they do. Mother's Day come around, mothers are acknowledged all over the world. Father's Day come around, they acknowledge, and I think they're doing a little bit better, you know, since now we have social media and things like that. But usually the man is not given, I don't want to say he deserves credit. I'm just saying we don't encourage men enough. And that's all cultures, all the way across the board. We don't encourage them enough to continue on to be who God has designed them to be as the family man.
Very good, Coach. Now, identifying the potential of a single man. This is for you, my sisters. Now, most of you, don't get offended when I say this, okay, because this is true. Most of you look for and find the wrong type of man. And ask me how I know, because I see the results of it. I see more baby showers than I see wedding showers. Matter of fact, I see baby showers with no wedding showers. I see more women in intimate, non-committed relationships having babies out of wedlock than I see married people. And this is in the community that I know. Okay? I can't talk for other communities, but in the community I know, I see more promiscuity than I see virtue.
And I'm with you, Coach. I see that also. But one of the things I want to bring out is that even us as body believers, I'm not saying that we should not support someone. If they made a mistake, okay, they're pregnant, we should support them.
Right.
But what we have done is we have taken on the mindset of the world,
mm-hmm.
and we support and pump this thing up and push it all out. Like this is a grand old big thing. Yes, having a child is big, and it's not the child's fault. Yes,
right.
It's beautiful, but we celebrate it
right.
Like this is a young woman who's getting ready to get married or was married, and
right.
Exactly. And we make this big, huge thing, and we have, matter of fact, we have baby showers and bridal showers in church.
Right.
You know, we do all these big, glamorous things, and so those who are trying to keep themselves or might be struggling whether they should or they shouldn't, they looking at the examples around them and saying, well, that person didn't get not so much be shamed and bashed over the head and
right,
things
right.
like that. That's not what I'm saying. But we're promoting that it's okay.
Right.
And this is why even our young women don't feel like they should have to keep themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are promoting something that is wrong. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I think if there's a young lady, particularly who's in the body of Christ, who made a mistake and now a child is coming, I think we should shower them with what she needs. It's our responsibility to make sure the baby has what she needs or he needs when he or she gets here. Okay? But to throw a party with balloons and cake and stuff like this, not when it's an issue of shame. And we shouldn't shame you, but we should allow you to know and to feel that what happened was inappropriate. Okay, God wasn't pleased with it. I know your parents wasn't pleased with it. And if you be honest, you're not that pleased with it either. Okay, so what I'm not saying that we should shun anyone.
Or we shouldn't have the love of Christ.
You know, or that we should be disrespectful in any type of way. All I'm saying is that we should not celebrate having a child out of wedlock. Now, we can celebrate the birth of a child, but not having a child out of wedlock. Because that's not what the body of believers, that's not what we represent. That's not good for us.
And listen, what we're saying is this, and I'm with you, Coach, 100%. But what we're saying is we don't think about the other souls that is affected. We don't think about the other young women that is affected. We don't think about the ones who are keeping themselves. And, you know, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, well, all they got to do, because this is their salvation, all they got to do is keep themselves. But not when everyone is celebrating somebody who had a baby out of wedlock.
Right.
You know, it kind of makes them feel like, okay, well, I don't have to live holy. I don't have to, you know, live this kind of way where I can go out there and do it too. And this is why you'll find multiple young women pregnant under the same house.
Because
you know, because we send the message that it's okay.
Right.
Instead of sitting everyone down. I don't care if you have a youth rap session or something, but someone has to use some type of wisdom, and with the love of God, please don't forget.
Right.
Anything we do, don't forget the love of God, please. You know, don't think we're saying, oh, ostracize people, because we've seen that, and that was wrong.
That's wrong.
That was an error. You don't stand folks up in the middle of church and shame them in front of everybody. I don't know who came up with that, but that right there, you know, just sent a lot of people away from the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to start using wisdom in the word of God on how to deal with these issues,
mm-hmm.
because some of this stuff is coming up. Not some, majority of it is coming because there's no fathers in the home, and the young woman is looking for her father. And because she's never had a relationship with her father,
she can't identify
who it is. So now you're picking this one, you know, because you got in your mind, young women got in their mind what they think their father is,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you from my experience being without my father, it's a lot of decisions I made because, you know, having a man over the house also validates that young woman to let her know that she's this, she's beautiful, you know, you're pretty. Listen, don't let no one take advantage. It's a father there saying these things,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when you don't have a father, now you're just winging it because you don't know about men. Your father sit you down and tell you about men, you know, and look for stuff and let you know that, listen, he's just running game because he's saying this, he's saying that. You know, and you just need that. Our men are so valuable in the household. And when I see women dog men or women still got men issues, you know, and talk down to men or talk to men like they're nothing, listen, I'm a woman. That really, you know, it bakes my noodle every time. It really does.
We don't want to bake Coach Fran's noodle, all right? We don't want no noodle baking. I like my noodles boiled. All right, now, because and why do we fail to identify the potential in young men, particularly young single men? How does women fail to identify the potential? Now, most women fail because they have failings in their character that affects their decision-making. There's some failings in your own character that affects your decision-making.
That's right.
First of all, you must view the family man as cool or fashionable.
Okay.
And not square or corny. I heard young lady say that. Oh, he's corny. Oh, he's corny because he got a job.
Right.
Oh, he's corny because he got good grades. He's going to college. Oh, he's corny. All right. Stop being turned on or stimulated by bad boys. You know, the bad boys you see in the rap video. Because that personification is made up. That's not even real.
It ain't real.
Or the bad boys you see in movie, you think it's sexy. Because you got to understand the influence of Hollywood is to cause you to make poor decisions. Because they don't make the guy who's going to college fashionable, or the guy who's getting a career, or guy who has his own business, or guy who has makes an honest living as a fashionable man. He's corny. The guy that's the hustler, he's the guy who's sexy. He wears the sexy clothes. He drives a sexy car. You don't see the movies where even the girls get all shot up because they're hanging out with the guy that's sexy. And he's selling drugs. He's doing things. And you get caught in the middle of the shootouts, and even the girls get shot. You don't see what's happening in the movies. They showing you your future. So, first of all, we got to view the family man as cool or fashionable. Here's where the father comes into play in the home. If by chance you try to bring a bad boy into your father's house to meet daddy, he will not meet your father's approval. Even if your father used to be a bad boy, he will not meet your father's approval. And why? Because if your father was a hustler, he does not want his daughter with a hustler because he knows the things that he used to do.
Now, he
knows the ins and outs. Oh, you trying to bring a hustler in here. Oh, I know what's getting ready to happen here. I don't want my daughter with somebody like me.
And what happens oftentimes, because it may be a father in the house and a daughter already know her father, a lot of times this is why y'all young women are sneaking around, because they ain't going to bring them to the parents, you know? They not going to bring them because you already know what your father would say. Just like when we go to God and ask these questions about God, oh, God, when you going to send me a maid? Oh, God, when you already know the answer why. God is saying, listen, I'm trying to deliver you from all these other issues and things that will affect the thing that I will send to bless you. You know, you need to get over this. You need to deal with this. And listen, you got to turn this over to me, because until I can release something to you, I need you to give me this. And so we already know when we go to God and we ask God a question about certain things, we already know what the answer is going to be. Because we already know where we are. We already know what displeases God. We already know through his word, if you're sitting up under the word and being preached to, we already know. Something in you already know. This is why we don't bring them home to our parents. We already know. And because a lot of times we want what we want, we're going to just do whatever we want. But then when the results turn bad, now we're mad at everybody, we're blaming everybody, and we want to know, why didn't somebody warn us about before we married this joker? You know, but nobody wants the advice. Nobody wants to know what to do beforehand, you know? So I know you definitely don't want any advice on what to do afterhand. That folks just want to tell the story, share it, so you can get on the bandwagon and say, leave him. That's it. You know, because had you got counsel before that, all of that could have been taken care of. So that's what we're saying today. You know, we have to make the right decisions. A lot of stuff is not, a lot of things that happen is because of the poor decision making.
You know, one big thing is that if we live in a particular fashion, particularly be promiscuous, if we have a hypersexualized life, what we are doing is developing appetites that we can never please. You used to having sex with six different men and all that kind of stuff like that. When you get a man that's yours, he can't possibly please your appetites because of what you're used to. And vice versa. Men, if you're out here having sex and having all these sexual conquests, trying to make yourself feel like a man by having sex with all these women, when you get one woman, you're not going to know how to behave because your appetite is for many.
And just to piggyback on this, a lot of times the sexual appetite is there because what happened prematurely.
Mm-hmm.
Sex prematurely before marriage bring on other things, mm-hmm. and it opens up doors that should not have ever been opened.
Damn.
Just like when someone is touched or molested,
Damn.
that
that area of their
virtue.
Their virtue, or even their innocence.
Innocence has been violated.
Now, what happens is,
now
the enemy comes in, and the enemy, because of the perversion,
right.
What happens is now you think that this is the norm.
This is norm.
That this is, so we're not blaming anyone. We're just saying this is why you need Jesus.
This becomes your appetite. Yes.
This is why we need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we need the deliverer. This is why we need the healer. This is why we need him to restore us and to change us. Because we're not saying that it's your fault. We're just saying that now that you have come to this place in your life, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, these things that affected you when you were 9, when you were 5, when you were 3,
oh God.
You know, when these things have affected your life, listen, it's been something you've been carrying for a really long time, and it's been affecting your marriage. It's been affecting your relationship. It's even been affecting your relationship with your sons and your daughters. So it's a whole, we're talking about the family dynamic here. And it affects everything. And I don't care how much you try to cover it up, eventually it starts leaking out. And then not only everybody's able to see it, but your children and people who are close to you are the ones affected by it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's finish up our little segment dealing with the, identifying the potential of a single man, okay, who can potentially become a family man. One of the things I did want to talk about was how sons with living fathers will most likely seek women like their mothers. And that's a good thing because you have the love of your mother. It feels like home. So now you're looking for a woman that's going to make a home with you. Okay? You can't get a better example than your own mother. Okay? Now, any girl that brings home to mama, or any girl that's brought home to mother by that man, by the son, when you bring that woman home to mama and big sis, they will be under tight scrutiny. Okay, under tight scrutiny. You bring a woman home to meet your mom, meet your father, meet your mother and your sisters. They're going to be under tight scrutiny. This is relationship decision protection at its finest.
Yes, hi, how are you? Yes, listen, we're in this subject. And listen, we see you in the queue. We're going to go to a commercial time out, and we'll be right back.
Is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
Greetings, everyone. This is Erica Burnett, CEO and creative designer of A Single Suggestion, a business that specializes in handcrafted stationery. Visit our website at www.asinglesuggestion.com to see what we have to offer. Our email address is info@asinglesuggestion.com. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Pay us a visit to compliment your success at the hand of creative design.
All right, so we're back, we're excited. Listen, we got a caller, he wants to come on, and we just want to thank this young man. His name is Jay, and he's calling from Georgia. Jay, are you there, Jay?
Yes, ma'am. How you
all
doing
right,
tonight?
Jay, how you doing, sir? Thank you so much for calling in on the Marriage Playbook. As you already know, you've been listening. This is the Marriage Playbook, Season 13, Game 6. Family Man Part 2. Listen, Jay, share with us what's on your heart tonight.
Well, you know, this is kind of one of those things where it's like it's very simplistic, but it's also complicated to the people that don't know no better. You know, so this
right.
it can be it's simplistic to the people that are woke right now, but it's very complicated to the people that don't know no better, right? So
right.
what I would say, though, the main problem that we see in the world today, though, is that young boys and girls are coming up in families and households that they either have a single mother or they have
right.
a father and a mother in the home. You know what I'm saying? But the father was weak to the mother, so therefore, let's try to break this down to two scenarios, because only two scenarios that can happen. Either you're a single mother family, you think, or you had a father in the home that was weak to the mother. So let's break this down, okay, dude? Like when you know, children don't tell you that they see these things, but they do see them, and it affects them spiritually, right? So
that's right.
You know, a lot of people try to claim that this, my son or my daughter is successful materialistically. You know, they might be buffed up, have muscles, they might have a Fortune 500 company. But they don't understand that, the mother's will has been placed on the children. You dig? In a lot of cases with a single mother household, the mother's will has been placed on the children, and the mother's will is that of anger and that of emotions. And I don't want to see a generation of men and women that are emotional and angry. You dig? Because our mothers and fathers might not know no better, though, because they weren't raised any better, so it's not their fault, though. So that's why I always tell people, go back and forgive your mother. Go back and forgive your mother for putting her anger on you and her emotions, and go back and forgive your father for not being there to intervene between that. You dig what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, it's a tricky thing, though, but it makes sense. You know, dude, like, you know, so what I would tell people, though, is that what we're seeing nowadays is a bunch of men that look like men. They might even speak like men, but inside they're not men. So that's why relationships don't work. That's why all the marriages are failing, because it might be sweet for months, weeks, years, whatever. It might be good, dude, but it's going to fail, though, because real men are not real men anymore, 99.9% of them, and then women are not real women anymore, 99% of them. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have a man to come through to help them overcome what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, a real man of God is supposed to come through and be married to a woman and help her overcome her anger. Because women overreact to situations. They get emotional about situations. You know what I'm saying? They're illogical. A man is logical. You know what I'm saying? He loves us right with his all heart, soul, and might. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, a man is supposed to come in, you know, when he gets married with a woman. And, you know, he's supposed to help her overcome that and bring him into the place of perfect peace that God had gave him. Because there's an order, you know, and a lot of people don't believe in God these days is a big problem. But what God gave us is the order of life, which is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. That's the order that God gave us, right? That's why a lot of people don't believe in God these days, because when they hear these things, you know, their mind goes to a chemical mind state. You think that they don't want to hear that mess. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's independent these days. So, yeah, like, so when you have that order, if you have a man of God, though, right, and he's led by God, he'll be able to lead you out of your state of anger and your state of emotion and bring you into a place of perfect peace and perfect love that God gave him. You dig what I'm saying? But, dude, if you just out there, you're dealing with a man that don't know God or whatever, though, he says he knows God, but he don't respect God, and he don't, you know, there's tricky people, there's tricky men out here. They act like they know God, they act like they live by the laws and all these things, but they're not that. So, therefore, the relationship, and the woman don't respect him, because a beta male, women like beta males because they can control them. But what women really love is a real man that'll come through and help them overcome their situation. But women like beta males because they let them control them. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, women in their heart want a real man that'll help them overcome their anger and emotions and bring them into a perfect state of peace that what God gave a man.
You're absolutely right, Jay. Listen, we don't ever want to cut anyone off, but we've got other ones.
Oh, no, man, not at all.
Go ahead. We thank you so much for calling in. That was very, very well put.
Thank you for listening to the Marriage Playbook. Thank you for your input. We really, really appreciate it. Listen, keep listening in. And if we're sharing things that's being a blessing to you, please just share it with others. But Jay, thank you. This is Jay from Georgia, everyone. Jay, thank you so much. And if you stay in there, we'll get the information so we can stay connected, okay?
Is that it?
Yep, that's it, Jay. Thank you, Jay.
Oh, man, I can't stay on the line for the rest of the callers, man.
What I'm going to do, Jay, I'm going to get your information, and then maybe we can have you on the show, okay?
Oh, all right? Man. But I'd like to have a good conversation. I don't care who called me afterwards. I'd like to have a good conversation tonight if you would allow me. But if not, I respect your show.
That's not a problem, but we're on live, right? And what I'm going to do is
it's a good time for conversation, baby.
No, stay with us. Stay with us. And we're going to connect with you, okay? Go to him. Yeah, we're on the phone with Jay, you guys. Listen, we thank God for him. Thank him for calling in. We're going to connect with him and give him his information. And what we're going to do is we'd love to hear from him. But because our time is so limited, we got to finish the show. So I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Coach Eric. And then we're going to do a little bit more. But, Jay, please stay right there. We want to get your information, okay? All right.
All right. You thank Jay from Georgia for calling in with his input. He said some very valid points, okay? And I know it to be true, okay? Most men who come up in a household where there's just a woman in the household, a lot of the time, if the woman is not interjecting into him leadership, what she is interjecting him is the way she thinks.
Right.
Okay, so a lot of times you have men that come up in these households. One of the first indicators is that they have a problem dealing with the authority of a man, of another man. They can't listen to another man. They can listen to women, but they can't listen to another man.
That's right.
Okay, so this is one of the things that we're dealing with.
And the other thing, Coach Eric, on top of that, not only that they can't listen to a man, one of the things that we need to encourage young men, since women, we do have that influence over our son, we have to make them understand how important it is to listen to someone. We don't ever want them to feel like they don't need a man. We don't ever want them to feel like a see. We say it, women say it all, I don't need no man. I don't want to be married. I don't want to, you know, and, you know, it's not, you have a great influence by saying that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love what Jay said. One of the things he said was this: you think it's not affecting them because you're looking at the good grades, you're looking at them going to college, you're looking at them getting a good job, and so you're basing it off of that, not knowing later on he may end up being a womanizer. He may end up being physically abusive. You know, if you had someone in your life that was physically abusive. I want to go back to this, though, because Coach Eric said something, you know, about making sure the young men or the young man, older man, I don't care who it is, that's coming into your life, you make sure that they don't come in and start violating your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't never want to have to be with somebody or want to be with somebody so bad that you don't hear your child saying that he touched me last night.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to be a blind eye because you want to be with somebody so definitely that you see that this person is hitting on this child and then you turn your head like nothing is going on. Mm. You know, because that's going to affect them also. So I wanted to say that, but look, we're going to another commercial timeout, and we'll be back. I'm telling you, this show has really, really been a blessing. I hope it's blessing you. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
Keep listening to the show. All right. Look, so we're back. We're back. It really was a blessing talking to Jay from Georgia. We thank God for him coming on tonight. Listen, you guys, we're getting ready to close the show out. And before we close out, Coach Eric got a few more things that he want to just go ahead and drive home. And look, I really pray that this is blessing you. Listen, share it with someone. You can go back on and listen to this podcast or this previous show broadcast later on. But tune in and listen to this because this was really good.
All right. Marriage Playbook Season 13, Game 6, The Family Man. We're on our final segment. It's called The Legacy of Love. Sounds like some kind of song, right? The Legacy of Love. Well, we know that the family man is governed by love. Not just make, you know, just not the love of a father, but the love of God, you know, and they have made the decision to be accountable. Okay, there's the difference. Making the decision to be accountable, not abandoning his wife, not abandoning his children. In fact, it is his number one priority is to take care of his family. Being there, all the way there, for his wife and his children. I mean, all the way there. I know some of you may believe that you're all the way there with your woman, but I'm talking about being all the way there. You're all the way there mentally. You're there emotionally. Of course, you're there physically. You're there financially. But listen to this. You're there legally. That's all the way there is being there legally. We're talking about married, baby. This is the marriage playbook. Okay, we're not talking about the wifey or the girlfriend or the baby mama situation. Okay, first of all, you got to understand that that's unlawful with God. It might not have been against man's law, but it is dishonorable because, as we know, the Bible tells us about marriage that it is honorable. So when you're with a woman and you're not married to that woman and you're having children and you're setting up house like you're the family man, well, you're the anti-family man because you have disrespected not only your woman, you have disrespected your children and you're raising them without a name, okay, because you're not making the commitment. You're not being all the way there. When you get married, you got to get a license. And once you get that license and the preacher signs off on it, they send you back a certificate of marriage. So the question is, if you're a family man, are you a certified family man?
Also, I just want to, because we're going to be ending this up. Listen, I want to say this too, and Coach Eric always say this. He said it to me from the beginning. Listen, you also, as a man, especially a God-fearing man, you have to lead your family to God. That is so important. I know the finances is important, making sure food is in the house, making sure this is all right, that's all right. But listen to me, it's irresponsible for a man of God not to lead his family to God. And a lot of times you're going to lead them by the example of your life and how you treat the mom, how you treat the children, how you display wisdom and the love of God, as Coach Eric said. That's what's going to do it. And I'm not saying it's going to always be easy. Yes, marriages, you have rough times and pageants. This is why the Bible says, listen, to every season, everything under the heavens is a season for everything to happen. You might have a job for 10, 15 years, and then you get laid off. You get me? It happens, but that don't mean let the whole family crumble and fall apart. Listen, and wives support their husband because that's what the covenant, and when you stand before the, that's why I say richer for poor,
You stand before the in the altar, before the altar with the pastor, the preacher, and the congregation, the witnesses, you know, for sickness, for sickness and health, for better, for worse, for rich or for poor. This is why those vows are being made, because you need to understand in the marriage, it's like a roller coaster. Sometimes it's going to be up, sometimes it's going to be down, but if you do it together, it's going to be all right, especially if you do it with God. God is always the safety net and the protection of the household.
Can I say this? I got to say this, and I've been saying this for weeks now, okay? Marriage is a God thing. Y'all know it. Y'all say that all the time, right? Now, if you're going to do the things of God, I think you're going to need God. Trying to do things of God without God is not going to work. You got to have God in your life to do the things of God. Now, marriage is what? A God thing. So if you want to be successful in your marriage, you're going to need God.
All right, well, we're wrapping it up with that. Listen, you already know our PJC Media family got some excellent shows. You can come on and tune in on www.blogtalkradio. We have on Tuesdays, Write Stuff with Parker Cole. That is at 7 p.m., the Write Stuff with Parker Cole. Tuesdays, 7 p.m. You want to tune in and listen in on that show. On Fridays, Let's Talk About It with Jenny White, and that is at 8 p.m. On Saturday mornings, the Parker J. Cole Show, that's at 2 p.m. Yes, don't forget, this is the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. This was game season 13, game 6, The Family Man Part. Listen, you guys, you want to tune in the next couple weeks, because we're going to flip this thing and we're going to talk about what it's like to have a real mom in the house. Mm. Listen, that's going to be heavy. Listen, call in 646-668-8485, 646-668-8485. Listen, you can go on and like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're there. We thank y'all so much again for tuning in. We love you with the love of God. We pray that every household would be successful, every marriage would be blessed. And listen, y'all, we love you. Until next time, this is the Marriage Playbook. Good night.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have left in this game.
Yeah, but the season is not over. We got more games to play.
Well, we thank you for spending your Monday evening here with us at the Marriage Playbook.
We hope we've encouraged you with some strategies that will give your marriage the win.
All right, so let's have a good week of practice, and we'll see you at game time next week on the Marriage Playbook.